Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Northrup scores. Cash moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into left field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Hirschberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Euler reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt bunts in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 0 for 2 in the game. Nosek hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7 to nothing, Tigers. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Euler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8 to nothing, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Gosger moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing right field. Chuck Dobson now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt moves to third. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to second. It's 10-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. It's 11-0, Tigers. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Euler hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Monday moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Green moves to second. It's 11-1, Tigers. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.